Hello and welcome to In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, a 15-minute informative podcast that's aimed to be listened to while you're in the shower.
I'm Marcus O'Lara.
And I'm Taz Kelleher.
And together, we're hoping to broaden your mind while you wash your behind.
Yeah, so as Marcus said, this is a podcast that's aimed to be listened to in the shower. So the whole point of it is that over the course of your shower, not only are we going to give you time markers, times when you need to shampoo, condition,
use some body wash,
but also we aim to give you a bit of knowledge in the morning or whenever you're having your shower.
We're trying to answer those questions that seem unanswerable, those truths that seem unattainable.
So Marcus, what episodes have we done so far?
Episode 1 was, why do we never see baby pigeons? Episode 2 was, why do we fall in love? And this week, on episode 3, we're asking the big question. What is the correct way to wipe your bottom?
So this week's episode unveiled some really, really worrying truths about my co-host Mark Solera over here. It's a little bit vulgar, so Adele Kelleher, I know you're listening, as well as Mr. O'Lara, so apologies from the get-go to our parents on the vulgarity of this episode, but we hope you enjoy it.
We really do. So buckle up, lather up, get the shower on, get naked, and get ready to go. This is In the Shower with Taz and Marcus.
Throughout this episode, we're going to talk about bum wiping around the world, bum wiping techniques. We're going to review bum wiping techniques and kind of try to come to a conclusion on what is the correct way to wipe your bottom.
What is the correct way to wipe your bottom? First of all, let's talk about, kind of take a few steps back and talk about the toilet. The toilet, as we know it, especially in Ireland, is an extremely first world thing. The flushable toilet was invented by William Crapper sometime in the... genuinely, that's why it's called a crapper.
No.
Yep. Actually, fun fact, if you go into Izakaya on Georgia Street, I don't know if it's in the girls' bathrooms as well, they actually have an original crapper valveless waste disposal toilet in the male bathroom.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so toilets around the world.
Toilets around the world. Not all toilets are a porcelain throne. And this affects the way we wipe. It affects the way we poop. And it has a huge cultural impact on everything to do with the subject. So, you grew up with a porcelain toilet.
Believe it or not, in Mullingar, we did have flushing
really?
Water.
Really? You didn't just have outhouse?
I know.
Just a hole in the ground?
I have used holes in the ground, though. So, of course, when you go into... When you leave the lovely comfort of our landscape in Ireland and you travel kind of more into the wilderness of the world, like Marcus said, you're not always greeted with beautiful porcelain, marbled porcelain toilets ready for your squishy ass to sit on.
No, and also you're not always greeted with quadruple ply toilet paper. And this is what we're going to talk about. So before we crack on with what is the correct first world toilet paper technique to wipe your ass, we're going to talk about what is the best type of toilet to use. There are mainly two types of toilet in the world. You have your Western toilet, which is a sit-down. Your knees will be at a right angle. You will be sitting, much like I am sitting on this chair. The only difference is I am not pooping at current. Maybe I am. You don't know that. And then the other type is affectionately known as a squatty potty, which I know we joked about a hole in the ground, but that is exactly what it is. To do this, generally the technique is you keep both feet flat on the ground and leveraging your body weight. You squat down and let it go,
okay.
Frozen style.
Health benefits of a squatty potty.
Well, here's the controversial thing. You look at the first world and we always think that we do it better and we have all the luxuries. There is conclusive evidence to show that the squatty potty is more beneficial health-wise. It's better for your colon. It keeps you mobile. And I've seen it firsthand. I mean, also, I embarrassed myself massively. It humbled me. I realized I have no hip mobility or flexibility at all when I went to India. And you don't always have a Western toilet there. So as I said, you squat down. This is the natural position that humans are meant to poop in. It aligns your entire gastrointestinal tract, and the poo just kind of falls out.
Oh, and what about residue then? Because there's no toilet paper.
Well, there's no toilet paper, and this is where it comes in. And this is my subjective opinion. What I would consider the best method... to clean your butt if it's available. And unfortunately, I've never seen it available in Ireland. Maybe if someone wants to listen to this episode and get this going, before I tell you what it is, we are 5 minutes into our shower. You should be shampooing or applying the shower gel onto your body. Clean yourself.
We're not taking into consideration.
What?
Anyone who's bald out there, do you know, you just wash your head.
Just stand under
the
water.
We're an inclusive podcast.
Stand under the water and just smile at the enormous amount of money you shave on shampoo.
You shave on shampoo.
You save on shampoo every year. I would consider the most, and you know what, it's my favorite as well, is the bum gun. I'm sure there's a technical name for it. The bum gun. I've found these in Asia. I found these in India. I found these in the Emirates and the Middle East. Is a hose of, it can either be, for example, like it can be low pressure, which is just kind of, you have to get your hand in there and give it a little bit of a wipe, and you know, you wipe it off. You clean your hand off in the sink afterwards, and that's okay. Like, you know what, it's fine. Or it's like a super high pressure hose, and you just like, you blast yourself, and you're basically you power clean the residue.
Oh my god!
Listen, I was super. I was Scooby Doobious of this when the first time I encountered one as well.
Scooby Poobious.
Scooby Poobious. Yeah, I was. You know what? I was nervous about it because I didn't know what this contraption was. I didn't know what angle to put it in at. I once drunkenly completely missed my bum and shot it up my back. I still don't know how I did that, but it was very refreshing in any case. But then usually there'll be a couple of pieces of like some kind of, like usually it'll be like a kitchen paper or something like that where you just pat yourself dry. Now, we see this a little bit in Western cultures with like bidets and stuff like that, but this is just, you know, it's elevated to the next level. And to be honest, when we're looking at stuff like global warming, we're looking at a changing atmosphere and climate, it's using less water, it's using less paper, you're pooping into a hole in the ground. Like, it is just...
It is a more natural way, I suppose.
It's better. And like, aside from how you clean your butt, as I said, the squatting position is better for you. Now, have I adapted this in my daily life? Have I gone into my back garden
and dug a hole,
fitted something on the hose and dug a hole?
What's Marcus doing out in the garden? Oh, he's just cleaning his shitty ass.
His shitty ass. No, I have not. But
okay, so in the out in the sticks, bum guns are the way forward. And essentially, there's no wiping there. So we're going to bring you right back to the Emerald Isle,
mm-hmm,
and bring it back to the question at hand. What is the proper way to wipe? Because we don't have bidets. So what is the correct way to wipe? I did a bit of research on this, okay? And I was blown away. I'm not gonna lie, I was blown away. The variations in the way people wipe is extremely vast. So you can get I'm just gonna go through them first and then we'll discuss which one you think is the best. So a few different ways. You can sit in the toilet and lift one arse cheek.
What, kind of like just do a little lean?
Do a little lean. I'm doing the motion right now.
Yeah.
Do a little lean, reach back, wipe your arse straight into the toilet. Some people stand up, squat over the toilet on their two legs, then do a wipe.
Stand over the, hang on, so they stand like on the toilet?
Like they're kind of like, you know, they squat over the toilet. So they, once they've done their poo,
yeah,
they hold themselves up on their two legs and kind of squat over the toilet and then reach behind and wipe.
That seems like a lot of effort.
A lot of effort. And then there's other people in the world who... I've just found out Marcus did this before this episode and it's freaking me out. During the whole beginning of this episode, this was just going through my head. He puts his hands in between his legs and brings the toilet paper forward. There are sick people out there, Marcus, but that takes the biscuit.
Really? Out of everything, that takes the biscuit.
Like, how do you... like? Are you not worried about getting shit on your nether regions? On your front bits?
No.
But like, you're wiping forward. Think about it. It's just not logical.
But like, are you not worried about leaving poo in the back of your crack? You know what? I don't know. Like, maybe this is a cultural difference. I'm half French. This is how I was taught growing up.
You honestly wipe forward.
Mm-hmm.
That is I remember reading the Birds and the Bees book when I was a kid. And it specifically told me not to do that because you'll get the bacteria from your poo and put it into your
That's
your front bum.
That's the thing, that I don't have a front bum.
Well, you bought a front something else.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm not going... trust me. At this point in the shower, your bum should be definitively very clean.
Because at this point, actually, when you're out of the shower, please do get in contact with us and let us know your ass wiping techniques, because I don't know if maybe this is totally normal, but honestly, this is the first time I've ever heard of someone wiping back to front. You sicko.
But how often do you talk to people about wiping their bums?
Not that often, I will add. Maybe I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
Maybe you're wrong. Maybe it's you.
So
who's
have
wrong.
You ever done front to back?
What, like from the back?
No. Okay.
Have I ever?
Back.
No.
Ever?
Never. The whole concept is abstract to me.
So you stay sitting completely on the toilet when you wipe your ass?
Yeah.
But like, what about like dipping your hand into that abyss? You never know what's in there. You don't know what you've
you
left
do
behind.
What's in there. You do. You actually know exactly what's in there. You can see down. It's fine.
Oh my God. I'm absolutely appalled by this.
So it seems we've clashed heads on this bum wiping topic. We've talked about Eastern toilets. We have talked about Western toilets. We've talked about technique. And I think the only conclusive evidence...
Oh, hang on. We've got to cover one thing really, really quickly before we end. Fold or scrunch?
Fold?
But like, scrunch offers a bit of like...
Fold and then scrunch.
Fold and then...
You go, the first wipe is fold. And that removes the vast majority of the detritus. And then you have a good fictional scruncher.
And do you wipe until all is gone?
Well, actually, this is where I will level you up. Thanks to a Reddit user, whose name I can't remember, in a thread, and I think it was entitled, "What like thing that'll cost you €2 will vastly improve your life?" Flushable wet wipes.
Okay.
So you wipe until everything's gone, and then you get a flushable wet wipe and you just give it the old 1-2. And my God.
Back to front because you're a sicko.
Listen, whatever direction you want to go, to quote Fleetwood Mac, you can go your own way. You will frolic out of that latrine, feeling like a prince or a princess. I think we can both agree that we are arguing over the wrong way to poo. And like squatting just seems to be the right. Squatting and bum gun, environmentally, consciously, physically, seems to be right on every single level.
Yeah.
And we're just arguing about like the direction you wipe. So really, I think we're both wrong.
Yeah,
and maybe our entire country's wrong. And maybe, you know what, maybe we should take a look. Maybe we should be digging holes in our back gardens and having composting squatty toilets.
Let's do it. I'm all for that. Okay, guys, we're coming to the end of this episode. Just to do a quick wrap up. The types of toilets we have, you can choose. We've got a bidet. We've got our bun gun. Bum gun. We've got our Western toilet. Next up, we've got techniques. Do you lean? Do you squat? Do you stay sitting? Next up, toilet roll. Do we fold? Do we scrunch? Or are we that small percent of the population that can afford the luxury of a wet wipe like Mark Solera over here?
I hope that one day you can all afford wet wipes because they're not expensive. Jesus Christ. It's like a flushable makeup wipe. They're... Like, it's not even a Ford. I'll buy you wet wipes.
Dreams come true. Well, there you have it, guys.
Yeah, that was something.
That was really, really something.
We hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you so much for your continued support. If you've emailed us, tweeted us, just stopped us on the street to say nice things, thank you. So much.
Yeah, the success of this podcast really, really depends on you guys, the listeners, recommending us to friends, liking us on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen to your podcast, subscribing, getting your friends to open up their phone, show them that they all have a free podcast app on their phones, and get them to hit that subscribe button. So please continue to do that, because we need your help to grow this podcast.
Yeah, it means everything to us. And by the way, I just want to give a little shout out to somebody who answered one of our questions, which is, do bald people use shampoo? Money Girl got in touch with us on Instagram and said that she's bald and she just uses regular shower gel. So Money Girl, you are a legend. Thank you very much for answering our questions for a change.
So there you go, we've answered two questions over this podcast. You're getting more bang for your buck.
As always, we have a new episode for you coming out on Monday, tackling another big question. And this one, it took me by surprise by just how much fun I had researching it. We are going to attempt to answer
the age-old mystery question.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
That's out on Monday, guys, so stay tuned in. In the meantime,
keep scrubbing. Scrubbing.
This podcast is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.